From NPR News, this is News in Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. The government says it has a new plan to tackle a significant problem for a number of Americans, housing discrimination. A fair housing organization has shown that this issue is particularly problematic for African-American hurricane evacuees. They are often turned away while white renters are given available homes or apartments. Alfonso Jackson is head of the Department of Housing and Urban Development. He joins us via phone from Houston, Texas, where he'll announce the launch of a new national anti-discrimination ad campaign today. Secretary Jackson, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about the initiative that you'll announce today and why you decided to put forth this effort.
Ed, Houston is the largest city that took the largest amount of evacuees. They have been doing a very good job, but we failed to make this clearly a national issue. We emphasized where most of the evacuees went. And so we're here today to announce that clearly HUD is going to take every appropriate step to make sure that no one is discriminated against on race, sex, or disability as it relates to those evacuees who have already suffered a very devastating blow with three hurricanes. And so we wanted to make sure that the country understood that as they spread it out around this country, that they must be treated like any other citizens within the United States.
All right, so what will you do specifically? Through this campaign, you've partnered with the Ad Council to do what?
To make sure that television stations, radio stations all around the country air these ads, and they have agreed to do this basically pro bono because it's very important that people understand that these evacuees have been devastated tremendously, and they should not be subjected to any major discrimination in their effort to find decent, safe, and sanitary housing. And so we have gotten a real commitment, not only from the Ad Council, but from New York State's Fair Housing Agency, but from around the country as to where they will work with us.
Now, you have found that, and we should note that there have been a number of organizations who have conducted tests to find out about housing discrimination. It's not only for, obviously, hurricane evacuees, not only for the South, but all over this country. We'll get into some of those numbers in just a few moments. But talk to me specifically about what your organization has found, what your department has found in relation to minority evacuees and the discrimination that they are facing.
Ed, I think that's a fair question. What we found out is that, yes, we've made substantial strides into curtailing the discrimination, but there's still a great deal of housing discrimination goes on in this country. In fact, we have the study from Chicago that demonstrated that. And one of the reasons we are making this effort is to make sure that they understand that HUD is not going to sit by and permit this to occur, especially to the evacuees. We are very aggressively doing that. We have a new Assistant Secretary for Fair Housing and Equal Opportunity, Kim Kendricks, who is a lawyer who is very adept to all of the problems that are faced in many cases with discrimination. And we're going after those persons. We've had great support, I will tell you this, from different mayors of this city, such as Mayor Daley in Chicago. He has been extremely, Mayor Street in Philadelphia has been extremely supportive. Mayor Kilpatrick and Detroit, and Mayor White right here in Houston. So that's why we wanted to make the announcement that it was very important. See, discrimination in many cases, might be underreported. And this campaign is to let people know where to go. And we're going to have a number, Ed, if it's okay to give, that they can call us.
And sure, we can give it now. We'll put it on our website. What's
okay.
The number?
It's 1-800-669-9777.
All right, repeat that.
1-800-669-9777.
All right, let me ask you this, Mr. Secretary, and we'll put that on our website at npr.org for those who may want to avail themselves of that number. Most reports that I have seen suggest that African-American and Latinos in this country face discrimination about 20% of the time when they go looking for housing, particularly rental units. This has been going on for quite some time, quite frankly. This didn't all just come about when Katrina opened America's eyes to it. Many people are going to suggest that while this is a great effort, that it's only window dressing and it doesn't really address the problem of discrimination in housing that this country faces from New York to Los Angeles.
Ed, I'm sure that's going to be said. But let me assure you that the last 4 years since I've been at HUD, both as Deputy Secretary and Secretary, first Secretary Martinez and I, and now myself, we have made it a priority to address the issue of fair housing and equal opportunity, because we, both as Hispanic and Black American, know the problem that many Hispanic and Black Americans have fought. We have been aggressive. We have, in many cases, brought to justice more landlords, more systematic matters that have occurred than at any other time. Because one of the things that Secretary Martinez and I said, that both of us being minorities, if we don't do anything about it, we really can't stress that anyone else does anything about it. So we have not only been very aggressive, the reason we're doing this is not for window dressing, but to add to what we've already said. Because in many cases, what we found in Philadelphia and other areas is people are afraid of the evacuees. They've heard all of these great stories about how difficult it is, how they lived in poverty, how they cannot, in essence, really live in a community. And we want to dispel that myth, because these are human beings with the same sense of worth, and all they want is a decent, safe, and sanitary place to live. And it would be remiss on our part if we did not, stand by these persons who have already been devastated once. And
all right, let me ask you a question as it relates to that. You said that you're not going to build traditional public housing when you rebuild housing for those who've been displaced in New Orleans. What did you mean specifically by that?
Traditionally, we have built public housing where we segregate public housing residents from the rest of the community. I don't think that should be done. If you notice, when I was running the Housing Authority in Dallas, when I rebuild public housing or when I renovated public housing, I integrated it both socially and economically, and I brought in commercial and economic businesses within that community. Too often have we set public housing residents aside from the rest of the community. That is wrong. That is unacceptable to me. That is unacceptable to the president. So we have done a very excellent job. Again, I must tell you that Mayor Street, Mayor Daley in Chicago, we have been working with them over the last 3 years, and they are leading the way of integrating housing both socially and economically. In Atlanta, it is happening, because we should not segregate people because they're Black or Hispanic.
Let me ask you, as relates to housing accommodations for this nation's poor in general, not just in the Gulf region, but in general. If you drive around this country in many large urban areas, I think people would be shocked, perhaps even dismayed, if they looked at the conditions that people still live in 2005. Katrina did uncover for many who've never been in these regions, in these areas, the real blight that so many live in. What can we really look to from HUD, from the government, when we continue to mount a deficit based on the war in really attempting to eradicate this kind of poverty, this kind of, quite frankly, homelessness, when you look at the accommodations many live in, and really suggest that we're servicing these people?
Well, to show you how the president is committed to making sure that we address the needs of those who are less fortunate than we are, there have only been three agencies in the last 5 years in government that have not been cut. The first is defense, the second is Homeland Security, and the third is HUD. Our budget last year was $33 billion. Our budget this year for 2006 is $35 billion. We've added $1 billion, 100 million more to Section 8. We've added over $400 million more to capital improvement to make sure that we address the needs. But let me assure you this, that HUD can only do so much. It's really left up to the locale. That's why we took over the Housing Authority in New Orleans. That's why we took over the Housing Authority in Detroit. And I must tell you that both mayors are working with us very, very well, because we realized that people were not being treated well. The key to it is this. I've heard a great deal about what occurred. Ed, we have had Black mayors in New Orleans since about 31 years ago. We've had a predominantly Black city council. Nothing has improved in the lower Ninth Ward in 31 years. So my position is when we went in there 3 years ago, just before Marc Morial left as mayor, or 4 years ago, I said we must change the quality of life. And if you go into Louisiana today, in New Orleans today, and you see where we have integrated both socially and economic public housing, you will see a stark change in what is occurring. And for the first time, the resident believe that there is hope for them. And we will continue that. But we have to work in conjunction with the mayor. Because
well, let me ask you this. With less than a minute to go, what do you tell those residents who are now facing demolition of the homes that were still standing, those in the Ninth Ward that say they don't have a say in continuing to live there and live in the structures they live in, they lived in pre-Katrina?
And that's a fair question. We can't address that. That is a local issue. And I think the federal courts are addressing that. And if I remember, the federal judge just permitted the city of New Orleans to begin the demolition only if they notify the resident. And I think that's proper.
But you would see that in what HUD may have to come in on the back end is possibly problematic, though.
Well,
right?
If we come in on the back end, our position, as we have suggested to Governor Blanco, we suggested to Mayor Nugent, the same thing we've done with Governor Barbour, is use part of the Community Development Block Grant Fund to help those persons who owned home but they were not insured to rebuild. And we will continue to push that.
Housing and Urban Development Secretary Alfonso Jackson, thank you for joining us from Houston, Texas today. I know you have a little bit of a cold. We greatly appreciate you sticking in there with
us. Thank you, Ed, so much, and thank you for having me.
All right, and we'll put that number up on our website.